Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I am live with my beautiful audience. I feel good today, which means something must be wrong in the world. Welcome to the program. 855-400-7282. It's one of those days where I feel good for no reason, and I'm a little worried because every time I feel good, I know Obama's about to speak on global warming, climate change or climate differentials or something. God change. It's crazy. We got girls kidnapped by radical Islamists being sold on a slave auction block in Africa. We've got an economy that grew at 0.1%. It's unbelievable to me, and this guy gets up there with the same old lie. So what we're going to talk about is the same old lie. We're going to talk about, not Lewinsky. I am so not interested in Monica Lewinsky. I am so bored of old white guys who can imitate Bill Clinton 55 years later. I mean, are you thrilled by talkers who do the Bill Clinton imitation in the year 2014? I suppose that there's some value in talking about Lewinsky's new interview that came out in Vanity Fair, that she's oh boo-hoo now. She's ready to commit Harry Caray. She was humiliated. She had strong suicidal thoughts. But I'm so not interested in her. I wasn't interested in her then. Let me explain to you. I'm in a new studio tonight, yet another one. I have a bunch of them. I move around for obvious reasons. It's better to be a moving target than a sitting target. So I'm in one of my favorite studios, which I have not used in many a month. And the show comes out of Dallas, incidentally. So please stop sending me mail to San Francisco's KSFO studio. I am not there. I am no longer there. I am in Dallas, digitally in Dallas. I'm not digitally in Dallas. I mean, literally in Dallas. So I'll tell you what we have for you. I'll tell you what's waiting for you as we approach cruising altitude here on the Savage Nation. We have at the 30-minute mark of this hour, Waleed Shobat. Many of you don't know who he is, but he is going to, I mean, I hope he doesn't scare you. He says that the latest Benghazi email chain, which shows a distribution list of those who were on the Benghazi email chain, included a Muslim Brotherhood agent. He claims, my guest claims, and he has proof, he believes, that the Obama administration has been infiltrated by the Muslim Brotherhood. He said that 6 Muslim Brotherhood members have embedded in this administration. He's going to come on this air, the show today on the Savage Nation, and try to prove that. Now you may say, okay, who cares? What? Maybe you don't care. What can I tell you? I mean, if we were living in the 1930s and you heard that the Nazi Party had infiltrated the administration that preceded FDR, what would you say? It didn't matter to you? As Hitler was rising to power? You say, well, come on, the Muslims aren't a threat. Well, I'll tell you what. You can put your head in the sand only so long. Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, gave an interview recently where he said this. And he said, the threat of radical Islam is not abating. It is growing. It is spreading across the world. I wonder when the day will be when our president will say that. I want you to listen to Tony Blair, who was a diehard socialist of the Labour Party, who now suddenly comes out and tells the truth in clip 3. Listen.
At the root of the crisis lies a radicalized and politicized view of Islam. An ideology that distorts and warps Islam's true message. The threat of this radicalized Islam is not abating. It is growing. It is spreading across the world.
It is spreading across the world. Now, this again is not a guy sitting on a horse in Texas, although I respect men who sit on horses in Texas. You can't now smear Tony Blair and say he's one of the right-wing members of the Tea Party. Here's a member of the Labour Party, UK, who let this happen, by the way, while he was Prime Minister, along with Gordon Brown, who another prize, just as our president is either turning the other cheek or, worse yet, working for the other side. Listen to what Tony Blair says in clip 4.
It is destabilizing communities and even nations. It is undermining the possibility of peaceful coexistence in an era of globalization. And yet, in the face of this threat, we seem curiously reluctant to acknowledge it and powerless to counter it effectively.
He says powerless to counter it effectively. That's rubbish. That is total rubbish. If I had the power, I could counter it effectively in this nation in 90 days. We have a bunch of spineless cowards who will not counter it effectively. It's not that they can't. It's that they won't. Listen to clip 5.
When we look at the Middle East and beyond, to Pakistan or Iran and elsewhere, it isn't just a vast, unfathomable mess with no end in sight and no one worthy of our support. It is, in fact, a struggle in which our own strategic interests are intimately involved, where there are indeed people we should support, and who, ironically, are probably in the majority if that majority were mobilized, organized, and helped.
Oh, because he's talking about the good Muslims to help us fight the bad Muslims in plain English. You have to deconstruct this speech. Meanwhile, here in America, we see the infiltration of Western organizations. We see the creeping Sharia law appearing in the newsrooms. Sharia law exists in Hollywood. Sharia law exists in the newsrooms. You know that. I shall speak no evil. I shall see no evil. I shall hear no evil as it relates to radical Islam. That's the bylaws of the Western press, of Western movies. I didn't even watch that show 24 last night. I'm so not interested in it. I tried to watch it. I knew it would be garbage again. It was only good the first year when he, you know, let's face it. Remember the show 24 when it first came out, why it was such a hit? Because we knew who the enemy was. And they weren't afraid to show it in the TV show. Then all of a sudden they turned the enemies into white returning white Christian heterosexual soldiers. Not radical Islamists within this country. Today, when I have the interview at 30 minutes after the hour, I don't think you're going to want to miss it. You know, they say, oh, radio's changed, the PPM is the king, you've got to keep it short and sweet, you've got to make it short sound bites, don't do any lengthy interviews. They're wrong. They're 100% wrong. I think you actually would listen to an interview that has some meaning to you, and Waleed Shobat is going to answer these questions. How deep is the connection between the Obama administration and the Muslim Brotherhood? How did the Brotherhood get so many people into these positions of power in the United States government? How bad do you think the Muslim Brotherhood's involvement is in this administration? 4, what can we do? Is there any part of the government aware of what may be going on? I mean, these are some of the questions, and I invite you to call if you care to ask these questions. You say, well, why are you dealing with such an obscure question? Is it that important? If you ranked it, along with other questions, what would be the most important thing to the listener out there? Well, I would say that that's a pretty important question, like national survival is on the top of the list. And the phone number here is 855-400-7282. If you think we're being alarmist or racist, I would suggest you go listen to NPR, where you'll have a higher comfort zone. Go listen to Nothing Public Radio, and you'll hear nothing that would certainly be accused of being anything other than boring. In Africa, radical Muslims have captured black Christian girls, and they're putting them on the slave market. Listen to clip number 2.
That will be Allah.
Ladies, go get married. Leave Western education. I'm the one that captured your girls. I'll sell them in the market. There's a market for selling people. God has commanded me to sell.
You hear? He said Allah. He didn't say God. The translator, of course, has been Shariaized. You know, you've heard of homogenized and pasteurized. The news media has been Shariaized. So the man actually said, Allah has commanded me to sell, not God. See, our God didn't command slavery. Maybe his interpretation of his God commanded him to sell girls into slavery, not my God. My God doesn't command such things. Did you hear what you... I don't know. I don't know if this is going to work today. It's hard to say. The people are like jitterbugs out there. They're as skittish as leaves in an autumn wind. The American people have become so skittish because of the distractions, because of the medication, I guess because of Twitter and the devices in their hands. They can't focus on anything. So how do you expect them to focus on something as obscure as radical Islam? I mean, they'd rather look at a sports star with a degenerate slut in his arm. They would rather look at a tattooed sports player talking about racism and consider that to be wisdom. But I'll talk about the things that I can talk about that I think are important, those like our survival. Now, all of this backs up to Benghazi. All of what we're talking about today, radical Islam, the radical Islamists have captured girls in Africa, it all backs up to Benghazi. It backs into the garage called Benghazi, which, of course, is something that the Clintonistas want off the menu. The Obamanites want it off the menu. Everybody wants it off the menu because they're afraid it's going to lead right to the top. Listen to clip number one, put together by Fox News right here on the Savage Nation.
Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
This process has been a sideshow.
Benghazi happened a long time ago.
Dude, this was like 2 years ago.
Do you have any regrets?
David, no.
What is happening here, and it's stoked by the talk radio personalities in Fox News, is this alternative?
Get past the Benghazi witch hunt.
Benghazi.
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 You ask them what they had for breakfast, they say Benghazi.
This thing called Benghazi.
Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi.
Will the Republicans ever shut up about Benghazi?
Well, it's a serious distraction at the very least.
Attempts to turn this into a scandal have failed.
They're whitewater, they're fake, you know, trumped up thing that they want to go for.
They're old tried and true red herring on Benghazi.
It's just like one notch more respectable than birtherism.
The other Benghazi is hashtag Benghazi.
Pushing these Benghazi conspiracy theories.
But it wasn't a conspiracy, and there aren't aliens in Area 51.
We're back to Benghazi.
With respect to Benghazi. Phony scandals, phony scandals, phony scandals.
Phony scandals, phony scandals, phony scandals, Benghazi.
Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Why aren't we talking about something else?
Well, we will. We'll talk about something else. We'll talk about the penetration of the Obama administration by radical Islamists who are members of the Muslim Brotherhood. We won't talk about Benghazi. We won't. We'll be very polite about it. We will talk about the email that was captured last week as a result of the Freedom of Information Act, where Benjamin Rhodes, whoever he is, Ben Rhodes, I don't think he'll be having his job much longer, sent out an email on Friday, September 14th, 2012 at 8:09 p.m., and on the list,
there is no such thing.
On the list, and some sound came into my head, came off my filling. Right, some sound leaked out from my filling to the national broadcast. On the list of individuals who received this Ben Rhodes email, there was a man named Mehdi K. Al-Hassani. And my guest at the bottom of the hour will tell you who Al-Hassani is. And I'll tell you a little bit more later on. But you will see that this email received the smoking gun email. You will see that as a Muslim Brotherhood operative, Al-Hassani wanted to blame the video for the violence that erupted in the Middle East. As Shobat.com reported just 2 days after the attacks, these forces have been hard at work on that very agenda within the Obama administration. And this aligned the Muslim fundamentalists with the Obama administration in at least one respect. Each had a stake in blaming the video. And so everything that we're going to do in the next hour or two on this show, more or less, unless I get bored quickly and shift to talking about Teddy's diet. By the way, Teddy is under my feet, guarding my computers. If the engineer comes in here once in a while, Aunt Neil is laughing in Texas. I see him on Skype because he's been attacked by Teddy. If an engineer dares come into my studio while I'm on the air and touch the computers or the equipment, he bites their white sneakers. Because he's a racist. He only attacks white sneakers. Teddy is we can't call him a racist. Let's say we could call him a poodleist. Poodleist. Teddy is a poodleist because he only attacks humans in white sneakers. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. You'll have to forgive me, I am eating a paella as I speak. I can't adjust to the new time schedule, even though it's been months now. I mean, it's my lunchtime, I have to eat during the show, you'll have to forgive me. If you go to a doctor and he's going to perform surgery on you, you wouldn't be offended if he ate while he was about to perform surgery, would you? Of course you would. But look, I got to lighten this up a little bit because it's going to get so heavy that you may not be able to carry the burden. Let's start with the callers, 855-407-282. If you care to talk about radical Islam, and whether in advance you think that my guest is lying, call me. He's going to try to prove definitively that the Muslim Brotherhood has penetrated the Obama administration. That's a pretty shocking and alarming statement. I said myself last Friday that we're in the fifth crusade or the fourth crusade. Islam is on the march around the world. What would you call that but a crusade? What is a crusade? The crusade is to crush all other religions and cultures and make the entire world safe for Islam and Muhammad and the worship of Muhammad. That's called imperialism. It's called religious imperialism. It used to be known as a crusade. And we once knew this. On 9/11, we found it out. We should have known it in 1983, which is when the Marine barracks were blown up in Beirut. But many of you turned the other cheek. But whatever. Okay. Many men enlisted in the military after 9/11 and died for it. Many men who died for it aren't here, but many men who fought for it are listening to this show. They've seen the root. They've seen the face of radical Islam with their own eyes. They've seen what they do to girls. They've seen what they do to women. They've seen what they do to Christians. They've seen what they do to Jews. And they've seen what they do to peace-loving Muslims. Never forget that. At the root of the crisis is that it doesn't matter whether this distorted view of Islam, which is only a small percentage, which distorts and warps Islam's true message, according to Tony Blair and others. The question is, who suffered the most? This radicalized view of Islam is not diminishing, although Obama said it was. And again, it ties into Benghazi. Remember, Benghazi happened just before the election. And this president of ours didn't want you to know that Al-Qaeda was on the rise. He had just lied and said that he had Al-Qaeda on the run. He lied to you. The double talker double talked you, in other words. And he told everyone to suppress the real truth about Benghazi. So the moron out there who watches the sports games and the sluts in high heels who fall on Sunset Boulevard and say, whoops, wouldn't pay attention to the loss of their own civilization and society. That's a one man's view.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hot Dog 560, KSFO.
At the root of the crisis lies a radicalized and politicized view of Islam. An ideology that distorts and warps Islam's true message. The threat of this radicalized Islam is not abating. It is growing. It is spreading across the world.
Now, that's Tony Blair. He's not a member of the Tea Party. I wish he was. He's not a member of the right wing. I wish he was. Who is Tony Blair? Former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. He wasn't the one who banned yours truly, Michael Savage, from entering the UK. I'm the only member of the American media that I know of not allowed to enter the United Kingdom. Not for anything I actually said, but because apparently they wanted to balance the list, and they chose me. But what am I getting at? Listen to what I'm saying. If I had said the same thing as Tony Blair, or if Tony Blair, why haven't they banned Tony Blair from Britain? I didn't say much different than he did. What I said wasn't much different than what Tony Blair just said. He's not banned from the United Kingdom. He can go there and enjoy the dental work and the fine cuisine that London is known for. He can enjoy the fish and chips and the other fabulous items of English cuisine. I can't. Right now, though, we're going to talk about Benghazi, because our guest, Waleed Shobat, who claims, and he probably is, and I believe he is, he's a former member of the Muslim Brotherhood, former member of the PLO. Waleed has been on the show before. He says that the leaked photos and the released emails show that the Clintons are in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood. He wrote the article with his good friend Ben Barak. It's an exclusive to Shobat.com. And apparently I'm the only one in the United States of America who will have him on my program, because we are truth tellers on the Savage Nation. We go where the truth lies. You like that one? We go where the truth lies, not to make sure that we lie about the truth. Waleed Shobat, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you for having me.
Waleed, this is a big story. you claim that the Benghazi email chain, which I saw, we all saw this last week, we were shocked to see from Ben Rhodes that it was as clear as a bell that they were lying about Benghazi. But on the list of those who received it was a man named Mehdi Al-Hassani. You claim he's a member of the Brotherhood, correct?
Absolutely, yes, correct.
And what role does he play in the Obama administration?
Well, let's take the case. There's not only him, not only Mehdi Al-Hassani. There was five Muslims, in fact, recipient. I've only investigated one. You have Sharon Ahmed, who also known as Sharon Erdkamp Ahmed. You have Salman Ahmed. You have Aisha Faber, who's Susan Rice's subordinate and the U.S. Representative to the United Nations. Then you have Mehdi Khan Kanaan Al-Hassani, who's the man we're speaking about. So I decided just to investigate one out of all of them and find out. Al-Hassani was a leader in the Muslim Student Association, which is a Muslim Brotherhood front group. Al-Hassani's affiliation with Islamist groups, the proof is found in a document published by the Islamic Institute of Boston. The document is entitled Participants at the Citizen Dialogue Group. One of the participants of this U.S. State Department initiative is none other than Mehdi Al-Hassani. On his bio, he states that he is a student. He was a student of the George Washington University, who was president of the Muslim Student Association from 2005 and 2006. Of course, these guys become interns, just like, the assistant to Hillary Clinton, Humaya Abedin. They love to become interns in the White House. They apply to become interns.
Hold on, Waleed, you just mentioned something in passing. Hillary Clinton's executive assistant was the wife of Anthony Weiner in New York, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Is she still the wife of Anthony Weiner despite his sexual problems?
Yes, of course, she publicly forgave him, but the question is why she allowed to marry him in the first place.
That's what I'm asking. If she's a devout Muslim, why did she marry a Jewish man to begin with? How is that? What was that about?
Well, most Americans do not view the Arabic of what comes out of the Muslim Brotherhood. The number one spiritual leader of the Muslim Brotherhood is none other than Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi, who in his thesis, it's a huge thesis, that began in 1989 in the U.S., working with other Islamists in the U.S., to create what they call Islamic Muruna. Muruna means stealth. And in this stealth, the definition of Muruna is to sanction prohibitions. And one of the prohibitions they sanctioned is a Muslim woman marrying a Jew or marrying a Christian for the sake of advancement of the Muslim Brotherhood causes. Now,
oh my God.
Behold,
Waleed, I've got to absorb this, and I do this for a living. You are alleging on this national show, The Savage Nation, that Hillary Clinton's assistant, I forget her name, honestly, I forget her name, I don't carry it around, is actually a double agent?
Well, she has to be, because not only she was involved in the Muslim minority affairs with her father and her mother, she was basically doing the newsletter for them in the magazine and so on and so forth, but her brother also was involved and also sits as an employee working with none as other than the spiritual head of the Muslim Brotherhood, Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi. We established this from court documents from Great Britain, in which he sits in the major university, the Oxford.
Hillary's assistant, Abedin, her father, was he a bigwig in the Muslim Brotherhood?
Not such a bigwig only. He was one of 25 who constructed the entire manual that was issued by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the Wahhabists, and how to infiltrate and why we must destroy the non-Muslim countries, especially in the U.S. And speaking about the U.S., they had a special injunction there that the U.S. is basically occupied by Jewish Zionists and how to destroy the Zionists. They're their biggest problem. This is all established, I showed, even from the manual themselves. It was even approved by the King of Saudi Arabia at that time, and he was.
So wait, I got to let my audience follow you, Waleed. I can follow you because I've had you on before and I've read your website, Shubat.com. You are saying, amongst other things, that the leaked email about Benghazi is a smoking gun email because on the chain of those who received it is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood who works for whom? Who does Mehdi Al-Hassani work for?
Well, it is, you know, what we do know, he was the president of the Muslim Student Association. Who he works for, we do not know. There's still mysteries involved in this man. But
why would Ben Rhodes, high up inside the Obama administration, special assistant to the Office of the Chief of Staff, National Security Council staff, why would he include this unknown man, Mehdi al-Hassani, in a very sensitive email? What do you think that's about?
Well, he works for the president. He's a consultant for the president. And so he, you know, legally receives this email. But the common theme between the Muslim Brotherhood and the Obama administration is to basically begin to undermine the First Amendment and to focus on the issue of blaspheming Islam by using the film and saying that all these problems that we have, even in Benghazi, even in Egypt, is really regarding the film, and that we need to basically establish and tighten the rules of basically insulting Islam. That's the whole thing. I mean, the theme of Obama, what he's doing, even going to Egypt from, you know, his own history, going there and allowing the Muslim Brotherhood to be, you know, observant of his speech, giving the green light for the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, caused the victory of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. It was none other than Barack Obama who wrote his speech. It was a Muslim, Rashad al-Hussein. Rashad al-Hussein is known with checkered past as well, being, you know, affiliate with Muslim Brotherhood operatives and being sympathetic to terrorists.
Waleed, can you explain this to me and my audience, Waleed? Shortly after the Muslim Brotherhood was overthrown by the Egyptian military, the Obama administration took the side of the Muslim Brotherhood, and none other than the turncoat lunatic John McCain went to Egypt and lectured the Egyptian people that they should restore the Muslim Brotherhood. Can you explain what John McCain's role is in all of this?
That's very difficult to explain, because John McCain is a Republican. He's supposed to be conservative. That I do not know. It's very difficult. Your guess is as good as mine.
My guess is that he's brain damaged, and that he doesn't even know what he's talking about. And somebody told him, "Oh, John, go over there, Senator, and tell them to respect democracy, that they elected the head of the Muslim Brotherhood, and that's what's important is the election. Not the results of the election, but what's important is the election." The very same people who say that what's important is the election and the process don't seem to respect what's going on in Ukraine, because that's a result of the overthrow of a duly elected president, isn't it?
Well, that's very possible. You know, I only could study the Middle East and tell you what goes on in the White House when I see Islamic names being copied into these emails, and that's usually always an Islamist infiltration in the White House, which, you know, I know Bachman brought this issue up and she was condemned for it. You bring this issue up, I bring this issue up. We're basically ignored because nobody wants to insult Islam. Nobody wants to basically look into the president himself. Remember, the email must have been ordered by the president. It couldn't have been ordered by anybody else.
The email that came from Ben Rhodes after Benghazi, September 14, 2012, said this: here are our goals. One, to convey that the United States is doing everything that we can to protect our people and facilities abroad. Two, to underscore that these protests are rooted in an internet video and not a broader failure of policy. Three, to show that we will be resolute in bringing people who harm Americans to justice and standing steadfast through these protests. And finally, four, to reinforce the president and administration's strength and steadiness in dealing with difficult challenges. It sounds like a bad movie script, Waleed.
But let's look at the facts. The facts state that the State Department, CIA officials, and the reporters have explained within 24 hours after the Benghazi attack. They explained what? They explained that it was a terrorist attack, a planned terrorist attack. The FBI was already dispatched. The background briefly by the State Department on September 12th reiterated that this was a coordinated attack. The CIA, in whatever version of talking points, also generated the same issue and never mentioned any video. Then all of a sudden the story changed. So we know the CIA is innocent, even though that they blame the CIA for the misinformation. So we know that the truth have changed. We know Ansar al-Sharia was involved. In fact, even the Libyan government have captured a few of these terrorists and linked them to Ansar al-Sharia in Egypt. So it was a cover-up also for Ansar al-Sharia, which is connected to the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, in Egypt, Mohamed Morsi. And so if we go back, we understand what happened. It could have been a botched attempt to kidnap the Americans. And in fact, even Mohamed Morsi himself, prior to the Benghazi attack, began to demand the U.S. for the release of the blind sheikh of the first attempt of the attack of the, on the building in New York. So we,
Waleed, people would ask, you are an Arab, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, you were originally, you were born and raised in the Muslim traditions, as a Muslim rather?
Yes, memorized most of the Quran.
And you were a member of the PLO, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. You are now a devout Christian who tries to save Christians around the world. Is that all true?
Absolutely true. No matter how much they try to attack me, I still exist just like you. You know, CNN tried to attack me. Everybody tried to attack my past. It's impossible to do so. In fact, I'm not fully Arab. I'm half American. My mother was basically abducted for 30-some years. Living in the Middle East, couldn't make her journey back until I became Christian in 1994. Then I ended up rescuing my own mother. So I have a personal history that shows the suffering of an American woman. And most Americans don't realize the problem. You know, in 55 some Muslim countries, none of them are signatory to the Hague Convention, which is the message to the girls. If you have a Muslim boyfriend and you decide to get married with him and he takes you to any country like Libya, Iraq, Egypt, you can kiss your country goodbye. He has the right, by Sharia law, in those countries, to keep you against your will. And we have a major infiltration in this country. It's in our backyard, Michael. It's in our backyard. It's in our government. It's in our FBI. It's everywhere. Just looking at this one man, Al-Hassani, he's been involved in the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center, which was, by the way, founded by Abdul Rahman Al-Amoudi, a known terrorist. And by the way, Tsar Nayev, the bombers, the pressure cooker bombers.
Hold on now. This is very important. You are telling us in your article that the Fort Hood jihadist, Major Nidal Hassan, you are telling us that the Tsarnaev brothers, you are telling us that these terrorist events in this country, on our soil, that have occurred under the watch of this president, you're telling us that they're related to the Islamic centers?
Absolutely. You know, Tsar Nayev attends the same mosque as Al-Hassani, founded by Abdul Rahman Al-Amoudi, who's a known terrorist. And not only...
Waleed, this is amazing. You're tying so many things together. Your main premise is that the leaked photos from last week and the released emails show that Clintons are in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood. What you're saying deserves the attention of the world. We'll come back right here on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-407-282. If anyone cares to ask Waleed a question or challenge his allegations, 855-407-282. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is 55 minutes after the hour. We're talking about a very shocking allegation that the leaked email from last week about Benghazi, according to our guest Waleed Shobat, shows that the Clintons are in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood. He also goes further and alleges that there are at least six known members of the Muslim Brotherhood who have penetrated our government. They have completely Sharia-ized our FBI and all of our government institutions, who will not even look at radical Islamists in this country. That is how the Tsarnaev brothers got away with plotting and planning the Boston Marathon bombing. They were on the radar. They were being looked at by the Homeland Security, FBI, etc., and who did nothing because they were Muslims. Waleed, is that what you're saying, more or less? Waleed, welcome back to the program. Waleed?
Yes.
Are you saying that the Boston Marathon bombing could have been stopped if our intelligence agencies had interacted before they set off those pressure cooker bombs?
Well, yes. I mean, if you look at an interview with FBI Director Robert Mueller, he was asked during the congressional hearing if he knew that the ISB, which is the mosque, was founded by Al-Amoudi, which, by the way, Al-Hassani also attends.
I think we need to continue this into the next hour. Waleed, I hope you can be with us, because there's no more important issue than survival itself. And if what you are saying is true, and I have no reason to doubt you because I don't speak Arabic and you do, then America needs to listen to Waleed Shobat and the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
There has been a steady stream of funding, proselytizing, organizing, and promulgating coming out of the Middle East, pushing views of religion that are narrow-minded and dangerous. Unfortunately, we seem blind to the enormous global impact such teaching has had and is having.
That's Tony Blair, because he has a British accent. Maybe the liberals will pay attention. If you play Vivaldi music and have someone who speaks with a British accent, why, liberals think that you're educated and sophisticated. If you speak as I do, why, then I'm a knuckle-dragging guy. You know, what do I know? I've only written 30 books and have a real PhD with two master's degrees, etc. But, you know, you have to sound like you know what you're talking about, and then they'll believe you. Look at Obama. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about, but obviously he can't be trusted to enact what he seems to know about, because he doesn't seem to know very much about anything except how to get ahead. Nevertheless, let's go off Obama for a minute and go on to what we're talking about. Our guest, Waleed Shobat, former member of the Muslim Brotherhood and the PLO, says that according to the released smoking gun email from last week on Benghazi, he claims the Clintons are in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood. It's an alarming statement for a couple of reasons, because if it's true, it should cancel Hillary Clinton's plans for the White House. And if it's not true, it's a tremendous allegation that could cause my guest a great deal of trouble. So let's go back to Waleed Shobat. Waleed, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you much.
Have the Clintons or anyone else tried to shut you up?
Well, you know, I had even the movie maker who made the movie, Innocence of Muslims, call me. How would he know my number? Is bizarre, because no one knows my private number.
Wait a minute, you mean the man who made the internet video that Hillary blamed for the Benghazi event called you?
Absolutely. I have it in recording, Michael. I have it in recording. Why did he call me? Here's why he called me. The reason he called me was because he is an FBI agent himself. In fact, this case is proven from the court documents. In 2009, he was arrested, and he was about to get sentenced heavily for his methamphetamine business, in which the methamphetamine was sold to Hezbollah. His recruiter was none other than my first cousin, Iyad Salameh. And I begin to blow the whistle on the whole issue. The reason the FBI gave him, asked the judge for leniency, was because he was supposedly to catch his recruiter, my first cousin. And they gave him the leniency. And when my cousin was caught in Canada, the Peel police contacted me. And I have the emails to prove that as well. They contacted me asking to see why the FBI is refusing to take the man they've been looking for all this time, my cousin, who was a recruiter of Nakula, Basil Nakula. And it behooves me why the FBI never accepted him from Canada. He was finally sent on a plane, courtesy of the Canadian government, to Palestine. And what Nakula wanted me to do was basically to stop blowing the whistle on this whole issue. So we know for sure, even the movie maker collaborated with the FBI. So the question becomes is, what's the whole thing about the movie, and what is the FBI's connections to the movie? Of course, the FBI denies everything, even as I was trying to say when Robert Mueller was asked about the same mosque that Al-Hassani attends, the same mosque that Abdul Rahman al-Amoudi founded, the same mosque Bassam Istwani was involved in heavily, who Bassam Istwani is, was major with the Clinton administration. We have a litany of evidence on Istwani in the whole circle of this whole Islamic infiltration.
Okay, so your main allegation continues to march along, which is that the radical Islamists have penetrated this administration, but it goes back even further. I want to read a paragraph from Shubat.com. You write this: if you've ever found yourself scratching your head at the disinterest of Republicans when it comes to the Muslim Brotherhood, consider that Istwani also met with the most powerful member of the House of Representatives at the time, Speaker Dennis Hastert. You then go on and say Hastert's successor, John Boehner, has shown a propensity for either ignoring or helping the Brotherhood. He defended Abedin in the face of overwhelming evidence that she's connected to the Muslim Brotherhood. Senator Marco Rubio and Rep. Mike Rogers did as well. Boehner has avoided appointing a select committee to look into Benghazi. That's changed, hasn't it?
I'm not sure if it's changed, but we know for sure that Estuani and the whole group was very much...
Well, no, it has. Boehner said that he wants to appoint a select committee. I'm saying he is apparently going to... somebody pushed Boehner into appointing the select committee on Benghazi, to be fair to the issue.
Yes, correct. Yes, I misunderstood you.
Yeah, I'm not saying you were wrong when you wrote that. It was correct, but how did someone take a middle of the road like Boehner, who doesn't want to rock the boat? How did he decide to look into Benghazi?
That's difficult. It could have been because of elections coming. It could have been the Republicans want to find something on Obama and the Clintons. But let's be honest. The garbage goes even before Obama. You know, you had Bush also dealt with the same personnel, the Muslim Brotherhood.
You want to hear something, Waleed? Both of us are creative thinkers, and we're able to exercise our minds. So let's run our minds for the audience right now. My fear, the Democrats, because I read today that Pelosi has decided to cooperate with the Benghazi committee. She wants Democrats on the committee. Suddenly she's not going to boycott it. That's because they've decided they're going to undermine the entire Benghazi hearing. They're going to get through discovery every email that would be exposed so they know what's coming in advance. You want to hear my bet? I'll bet that because they have better lawyers and they're more vicious, they will turn the Benghazi hearings on the Republicans. Do you think that's a possibility, Waleed?
Yes, it is a possibility, of course. They have much better lawyers. They have the media. They have CNN. They have BBC. They have everything on their hand. And, of course, they also, tout Obama as the best thing to slice bread. You know, it's no secret that the media has always collaborated with the current administration, and that's going to be the status quo. It's going to be...
Why is the media so blind to the radical Islamists amongst us?
Well, the answer is very simple. It's because the liberal agenda has a lot in common with the Islamist agenda, and that is to thwart and to basically undermine the Judeo-Christian heritage, and the only way to do that is by undermining the First Amendment. This is the whole thing behind the movie, is the First Amendment. You cannot say anything against Islam, Muslims, and so on and so forth, which is exactly what we're doing. It's to silence the American people, silence them, put them in a corner, and accept the status quo, and they find... You know, you look at the environmentalists. I mean, the Islamists agree with environmentalists, the Big Bang Theory. Islam teaches Big Bang Theory. Islam doesn't believe that life begins at the moment of conception, unlike us. Islam believes in social activity. In fact, Islam has al-ishtirakiyya al-islamiyya, which means Islamic socialism. So socialism and the liberal movement and the Islamists have a lot in common. This is why you see them swearing on the Quran. This is why you see Keith Ellison with a liberal agenda, and you show me one Islamist in this country who's not for the liberal agenda. So, and the Islamists use these, idiots, basically because the Muslim Brotherhood agenda itself states.
So the Islamists use the useful idiots called Democrat socialists for their own end, and you're arguing that the Democrat Quislings and the Republican rhinos are selling us all out to Islamic Sharia jihad. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yes. I mean, it's exactly what we see. The facts prove it. The facts from the beginning prove it. The facts from Obama's speech in Cairo, what is going on in Syria, blaming Bashar al-Assad for everything under the sun in Syria. Bashar al-Assad, sure, he's a dictator.
How do you feel about Al Gore, one of the biggest liars in the history of the world, in my opinion, who's made fortune upon fortune with the big lie of global warming, sold his network, which was a failure, to enable Al Jazeera to penetrate the American mind through the media? How do you feel about Al Gore doing that?
You know, that's a very interesting question. I have one time tried to track and trace Al Gore's environmental statements about Islam. I found the exact quotes he gives about Islam and environmentalism, exact quotes, came from Abdullah Omar Nassif, who he attended his speeches. Abdullah Omar Nassif was the boss of Huma Abedin and the Abedin family. Abdullah Omar Nassif is an Islamist, Wahhabist. The same quotes Al Gore uses for environmentalism and Islam comes from Abdullah Omar Nassif. This should tell us something, that the liberal movement, when they examine Islam, they find a lot in commonality. Why would he be using the same quotes from Abdullah Omar Nassif, who's known to have supported terrorism financially, who's known to have been a Wahhabist, part of the Saudi institution, who's known to have recruited the Abedin family in the U.S. and been their boss, and is officially listed on their Muslim minority affairs, an agenda that is designed to infiltrate everything from the government to the...
All right, Lee, let's bring it down to current events on the National Savage Nation show. The Muslim jihadist leader in Africa says, I abducted your girls, I will sell them in the marketplace. We learned today that the Obama administration has agreed to send American special forces, I believe, I don't know what, to rescue the girls. What do you think that's about?
Well, of course, Obama wants to basically elevate his image. He does those kind of things, like Osama bin Laden. But the question is he being honest to the American people about the rest of the agenda? And that is, he really does work very closely with his family. He works with his uncle, Saeed Obama. And in fact, Al Jazeera Television did an interview with a member of his family, his first cousin, Musa Ismail Obama, in which he disclosed that the uncle, Saeed Obama, communicates with the president. He's the only conduit in the family that sends back and forth the
president. But here's the Waleed, pardon me, but look at the headline. Just came out. U.S. is preparing to send a military team to Nigeria to help rescue nearly 300 schoolgirls. By the way, they're Christians. Abducted last month and another 8 more kidnapped last night by vicious Boko Haram militants whose leader, Abubakar Shekau, threatens by Allah, I will sell him in the marketplace into slavery and marriages. So Obama's doing the right thing for political reasons, yes, but he is doing the right thing, isn't he?
Yes, of course, but what's he doing in Syria? What about the Christians in Syria that's being slaughtered by Islamists? What about the Armenians? What about Kesab? What about his link with the Turkish government? What about okaying the Turkish government to basically attack Kesab in Syria? We need to look at the foreign policy here. What is going on in Syria is tantamount to really deception and betrayal of the Christians of the whole Middle East. Their numbers are dwindling every day. Why
yes.
are we supporting Islamist movements? Why?
Well, I don't know. John McCain wants to send the Islamists in Syria weapons. Everywhere you turn, John McCain wants to support Islamists. You know, one last note, Waleed, when Gaddafi in Libya was captured, before he was executed, he warned America and the West, he said, if you get rid of me, my nation of Libya will descend into chaos. It will become a state like Somalia, run by warlords. You'll wish that you didn't kill me. Then Hillary goes and says, we came, we saw, he died, and chuckles over it with the four horsewomen of the apocalypse. Why was Hillary Clinton so anxious to kill, or whoever it was, to get rid of Gaddafi? Why was he not given a trial?
Well, get rid of Gaddafi is the same thing of getting rid of Hosni Mubarak, is the same thing of getting rid of Saddam Hussein, is the same thing of getting rid of Bashar al-Assad, and that is to pit Shia against Sunni and to cause basically civil war in all these regions. It's exactly what we see. We see the same situation in Iraq. We see the same situation in Libya. We see the same situation, much worse, in Syria. We see the situation in Egypt, but in fact the Egyptian people said enough is enough. Thwarted the Muslim Brotherhood out. They're in Turkey. Of course, we support Turkey. And Turkey has its incursions into Syria. Turkey...
Waleed, I'm sorry. What has to happen for Americans to wake up to the takeover of their country creeping Sharia? Can anything stop this tide?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting question. I think, to be honest, to answer the question is to say that the only way a sleeping giant like the U.S. could wake up is through a death toll. You have to have a major death toll. Once it is, 9/11, 3,000, that wasn't enough. It needs to be a major death toll until people wake up. Disasters is the only way. It's the only inoculation, Michael, to wake people up to the situation at hand. We see it in Benghazi. We see it in the Middle East. We see it at the forefront. We see it in our military. You have Islamists in the military, chaplains in the military, anti-Semites, major Muslim figures who's part of the Muslim...
Unbelievable. Well, look, we're running out of time. We're going to keep our lead till the end of the hour, which isn't too long from now. We're going to take one or two questions when we come back. For Waleed Shubat, go to his website, shoebot.com. Make up your own mind. See if what you heard thus far on today's Savage Nation is total alarmism, or total realism. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Well, radical Islam is in the news. The news story is that the U.S. is sending, it says a team. I guess it's not a basketball team. They're not sending a basketball team. They're sending a team to Nigeria to rescue 300 Christian schoolgirls stolen last month by a radical Muslim leader of Boko Haram. And I guess the team will consist of American military men, not women. I'm sure it'll be men fighting men from America who will go in, and they're not a basketball team to rescue these girls, who has been kidnapped by this guy who says, by Allah. Notice Fox originally said, by God. Waleed Shobat, welcome back to the Savage Nation. Can I get him back up? I don't even know what line it was. Waleed, welcome to... Waleed?
I'm right here.
Why do you think the media said that they said, by God, I will sell him in the marketplace into slavery, instead of by Allah? He said Allah, the Boko Haram man. He wouldn't say by God.
Of course, the media has to cover the issue that God is and Allah are equivalently the same. They're not the same.
So, Waleed, would you say that the media has been made safe for Sharia or Sharia-ized already?
Well, of course. I mean, you look at the media, what, you know, Bill Clinton, he wants to cover up oral sex he had. What does he do? He attacks, what, Kosovo? You know the story.
And yeah. Oh, God, don't remember. Oh, God, yes, he bombed Serbia. He blew up every bridge on the Danube. He stole Kosovo from the Serbs, all to cover up a sex scandal. Waleed, before we go, your website is shubat.com. Please speak to the audience in Arabic. We love to hear you in your native tongue.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ana atakallam al-lughata al-arabiyyata al-fasiha wa aqulu lakum ana Barack Obama laysa kama huwa yadda'i. Barack Obama wa 'ailatuhu kulluhum min al-islamiyyin.
Good God, even I understood a few of those words. It's like listening to someone speak German and nodding along, even though you don't know the language, the way Obama did last week, making believe he understood Merkel. Waleed Shobat, keep up the good work, and God bless you, and thank you very much for being with us.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
With all due respect, the fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again.
Classic government bureaucracy, classic double talk. We'll find out what happened and make sure it doesn't happen again. But you see, they never say we'll find out what happened and punish those responsible. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Now, the Benghazi hearings are on. They're going to happen. Even John Boehner was pushed to appoint, or will be appointing, a special committee. At first, the Democrats said they would boycott the committee. They won't the hearings. Now they woke up and said, wait a minute, we can get more mileage by being participants in the hearings, because through discovery, we'll find out what emails they have, so we won't let them leak them to the public. So Pelosi comes out and says, we're going to be on the committee. Of course she's going to be on the committee. It'd be idiots not to. This way, when the dumb Republicans have the smoking gun emails, they'll have to share them with the committee, and they'll, you know, ruin them before. So here's the question. I have a fear that the Dems will turn the tables on the Republicans during the Benghazi hearings. I'm going to ask you this. Do you think the Democrats will turn the tables on the Republicans during the Benghazi hearings, and how will they do it? This is going to require some legal minds, because the Democrats have better lawyers, number one. They're more vicious, number two. They smoke pot, number three. And they have no morality, no ethics, and they have absolutely no reason to not lie and try to destroy the Benghazi hearings. So how do you think they'll do it? There must be a good red diaper doper baby lawyer listening somewhere in America who can tell me what you think the Dems will do to turn the tables on the repoobs during the Benghazi hearings that will come up. It'd be a great summer. By the way, in this segment, I'm giving out a few free, oh my God, those chocolates, the berries.com. You know how much I love them, and I don't even eat chocolate. But once you start, you can't stop. You go to berries.com, and you click on Savage, and bingo, your mother's in heaven. Let's take some callers. Kirk on WABC, welcome to the program.
Yes, I don't think it makes any sense that we're going to publicize the fact that we're going to send a team in to rescue Christians in Africa. It's against any kind of, you know, common sense. The element surprise is totally lost now that you're going to publicize to the world. Yeah, we're going to send in a team. It doesn't make sense at all. It's a diversion.
Yes, right. Why would you announce it through Mr. Carney Barker? Now, I read what the team is now. Allegedly, it's not an NBA basketball team. It says a team. They're sending a team to Africa to rescue the 300 Christian schoolgirls abducted by the radical Muslims. Every time you see schoolgirls, put the word Christian in front of it. There's a deep religious element here. There's a genocide going on in the world. Nevertheless, the team will include, listen, military personnel, law enforcement personnel, and others with experience in intelligence, investigations, hostage negotiation, and victims' assistance. What does that mean? Are they going to negotiate with these people?
It's possible.
So, in other words, this administration, instead of sending in a SWAT team to rescue the girls, when I say a SWAT team, I mean Special Forces, Navy SEALs, Delta Force, the best that we have in the world, they're going to send in a bunch of negotiators with the most vicious killers on the planet? You want to hear my fear, Kirk? My fear is we'll need to send in another team to rescue the team that Obama's putting together. That's my fear. That's all. Kerry is happy about it. The president was very happy to receive this offer, ready to move on it immediately, Kerry told reporters. We're immediately engaging in order to implement this. We remain deeply concerned about the welfare of these young girls. It's unclear how soon a team of military and law enforcement personnel might be deployed. Okay, I have a terrible fear that the leader of this kidnap team, the leader of Boko Haram, which has decimated villages across Africa, who is now boasting in a video that he's calling the girls slaves and will sell them in the market by Allah, where he says Western education should end. He then says he will give the hands of these girls in marriage because they are our slaves. We would marry them out at the age of 9. What? They marry girls at 9 and rape them? This is the kind of religion that we are currying favor with? This kind of radical religion. Pardon me. 9 years old, they're allowed to rape their wives? Oh, well, we shouldn't look at that. We should look away from this. That's an uncomfortable reality. U.S. preparing to send team to help Nigeria locate kidnapped girls. Such a BS title, you couldn't write a better one if you went to Bryn Mawr. 855-407-282. 855-400-SAVAGE. If you care to join the conversation, we'll take your calls right here on the Savage Nation. WJR in Detroit. Bev, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Bev?
Yeah, Michael, in response to the guy that just talked to you about why are they announcing this, because Obama's got to get his poll numbers up, Michael. If they don't tell anybody, nobody will know. They don't care if SEALs get killed or whatever. This is all about, oh, we're going to go in there.
Of course, it's another Osama bin Laden raid. We get it. It's all politics to drive Benghazi off the pages.
Got it. Okay.
It's ugly. Politics are very ugly, aren't they? It's why I'll never be a politician, Bev. I would rather sit on the sidelines and throw brickbats, meaning be an observer and a commentator, than ever be a politician. The worst job in America is to be a politician. I couldn't take it. I don't know how anyone does this. It takes a very warped person to become a politician. You have to be crazier than the... I want you to picture the craziest liberal you knew in high school. The kid with the curliest hair and the biggest eyeglasses. The sickest person. The one who did not become a gynecologist, but became instead a defense attorney. Picture him. In other words, it was a toss-up between becoming a gynecologist or a defense attorney. I want you to picture him, and I want you to understand they're running the country now. I'm serious. They're the kind of people who are running the country right now. Let's take some calls on the Savage Nation. Topics are all over the map. See the aspirin study that came out now?
Where is this one?
Daily aspirin not to be used to prevent first heart attacks as FDA. Well, okay, I'm not going to throw my aspirin bottle away. First of all, let me read you the Torah on this. I will give you the commentary on the Torah on the truth about aspirin and heart attacks. First of all, Stopping aspirin suddenly, if you've been on it for years, can create a rebound effect where you actually will increase your risk of a heart attack. So be very careful before you stop taking aspirin if you've been on it for a long time and now you're frightened all of a sudden. That's number one. Number two, they're saying that it's not the aspirin that prevented the heart attacks, but the magnesium coating. Well, I've told you to take magnesium for 20 years. I've been one of the proponents of mega nutrition ever since I wrote my first health book back in the 70s. So you should absolutely use supplements which contain magnesium. I've known this for at least 20 years. I had medical friends who told me about it. Magnesium is easily depleted from your diet by alcohol. I don't know if you know that. And by the way, one of the symptoms that you're having a hangover is a very sensitive hearing to sound, like, oh, don't talk loud, I have a headache, right? That's because of magnesium deficiency from drinking too much. One of the best cures for a hangover is magnesium, incidentally. It's a separate issue. And did you know that nuts contain magnesium, which is why nuts are put in a bar? Unfortunately, they salt the nuts to make you drink more. But salt-free nuts are a fabulous thing to eat while you are imbibing alcoholic beverages. I haven't had a drink in a week, but I still eat the salt-free nuts. You know why I take aspirin? I'm shifting gears now from radical Islam to radical inflammation. I take aspirin not so much to prevent a heart attack. I take it to basically suppress inflammation in my body. It's a wonder drug. Do you know the history of how aspirin was discovered by Mr. Bayer? Do you know how it was done? His father was suffering from arthritis. And this is an actual story because I'm an expert in natural medicines. The son went and used a very famous American folk remedy using willow bark, an extract of willow bark. Willow contains a high amount of salicylic acid. Salicin, actually, not salicylic acid, pardon me. And when the father drank an extract of willow bark, his arthritic pains diminished. So what happened was later on they synthesized the active ingredient, the active principle, we call it in pharmacology, that was found in the willow bark, and then they converted it to acetyl salicylic acid. And what you're taking is an aspirin, acetyl salicylic acid. It's a different molecule than salicin, a different molecule than salicylic acid itself. It's an acetyl that's added to it. It's very similar to what was done with morphine when it was converted to an analog of morphine called heroin. Needless to say, the analog didn't work out too well. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. I had paella for lunch. My fingers hurt. I could use some salicylic acid right now. I knew not to eat the store-bought paella. I knew it was full of salt and sewer shrimp. I knew that it was filled with bad scallops. I knew that my fingers would blow up and hurt me. I did it anyway. A man needs to eat. What am I supposed to eat? I can't take it anymore. I was doing well until I ate that paella. I shouldn't have bought it. I realized that. But you know, we're not saints. And the saints come marching in, believe me. That's a cue for a song we don't have in the... We should play in The Saints Come Marching In at some point. We haven't had any good music today. Let's take some calls. Boca Raton, Ratsmouth, Florida. Tom on WFTL, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you. I want to point out that Tony Blair, we owe Tony Blair for the radicalization of the Middle East. It was his sexed-up dossier that was used by the Bush administration on weapons of mass destruction, right? That began, it was like throwing a hand grenade in the Middle East. Right, it was Blair.
Yeah, why is Tony Blair, who was one of the enablers of radical Islam in London and the Middle East, all of a sudden a convert to tackling radical Islam? What do you think he's trying to do here?
R2P, responsibility to protect, which is now polluting the White House. That's the thinking of Rice, Power.
Wait, you're telling me Tony Blair is afraid he's going to be held up on a tribunal in his lifetime for permitting radical Islam to spread so that we're now calling London Londonistan?
We can only hope, Michael.
We can only hope. See, I've said this for years, only the soccer thugs can save England. The only hope for England is for the soccer thugs to break free of the chains that have been put around them and rescue England and reassert their Englishness, reassert the Union Jack, reassert pride in being white and English, and save the nation! Or they're dead! They're dead in the water! They're all slaves!
Ditto, I agree. You're right.
And by the way, the same goes for America. Only the soccer thugs can save this country from these I better stop right here. I have to calm down. Between the high salt intake and the blood pressure right now, I don't want to talk about Monica Lewinsky. I'm so not interested in that. It's such not a topic. What do I care what she has to say about anything? You know, I knew it was used as an excuse to bomb Serbia by Bill Clinton, where he stole Kosovo from the Serbs. I knew that. Monica Lewinsky should be shamed for allowing her sexual sexcapades to be used by the administration of Bill Clinton to attack the innocent nation of Serbia and steal Kosovo from them. That's what she really ought to be ashamed about. I could care less about the rest of it. You know, why are we interested in her? Why? Why? What do we care about her? Why is that a story? Who reads Vanity Fair anyway? I don't know anyone who reads Vanity Fair. Why is that even a magazine? What's the circulation? 300? 300 people in Hollywood read Vanity Fair? Oh, how exciting. All of a sudden, Monica Lewinsky and her asymmetrical relationship with Bill Clinton. Her asymmetrical relationship with Bill Clinton. What difference at this point does it make, Monica? What difference at this point, Miss Lewinsky, does it make that you didn't have knee pads as part of your job assignment? What difference does it make, Monica? Let's move on, people. How about a new chapter of American history that is free of the Clintons? I am sick and tired of the Clintons. We had 8 years of this filth and this deceit. Then we had 8 years of Bush's bumbling. Now we have 8 years of Obama's deceit and incompetence. What do you want? 8 more years of the Clintons? Is that what you want simply because she wears a skirt? I really pity you if that's your reason for voting for her, is because she wears a skirt. I really do. I have only a couple of minutes left in this hour. I got to go to a quick break, don't I, Neil? We're almost flat out of time on the show. It's been flying. It's been flying. So let's fly away, and I'll be right back on the program to take your calls on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. It's 54 minutes after the hour, and if you're perplexed by what's going on in the world, welcome to the club. But I sit here doing the job that you can't do for yourself. If you're busy, you're running your life, you don't have time to really analyze everything. I really think that's what talk radio's good for, is that we actually read all the material around a subject, present our view. I'm not saying that you agree with me. I hope you do. I'm trying to persuade you to see the world as I do. But meanwhile, at least you can bounce your ideas off me, because you're going to get a brilliant analysis from me, and then you could say, I agree with him or I don't, or he's right or he's wrong. Now, today we were talking about a very heavy topic, I admit it. We were talking about it's a really serious accusation, and I don't mean aspirin, if you tuned in later. I'm talking about Waleed Shubat, who was on, who says that the Benghazi email was distributed to a group of people by the White House, which included a Muslim Brotherhood member, and he claims that the Obama administration has been infiltrated by the Muslim Brotherhood. And he shows pictures of the six men who are working around the clock to undermine this nation's democracy and all of its humanitarian institutions and turn us into a Boko Haram nation, in plain English. If that's what you want, then keep partying on. As the band played on, you know, as the Titanic went down, the band played on the rear, the stern of the ship. Keep partying on. What do I care? I have a job to do, and I try to do it the best I can. The rest is up to you. I can't make you do anything. Keep riding your bicycle. I do. Tech executive charged the Marin road rage cage. This piece of garbage, 40 years old, jumps off his bike and beats up a 55-year-old pickup driver with a bicycle lock and almost kills him. Bloodies him in the streets of Mill Valley, the land of peace and love, the land of the Jefferson airplane, the land of the hippie, the land where everyone is oh so PC. A bicyclist almost killed a pickup truck driver who honked him and touched him with his mirror. You hear?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Sam, all right. Oh, you want exciting? Here, I'll give you exciting. This is not on any news service. It's not on Fox. It's not on Drudge. No one has this. We're getting tweets right out of the White House. Right now, breaking news. The White House is on lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. A car, apparently, has scared everyone in the White House. An unauthorized car is on Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, the last time this happened, if I remember correctly, they killed a woman with a baby in the car. They shot it to death, and no one went to prison for that. I don't know, maybe a pizza delivery man made a wrong turn. He couldn't read English. I don't know what this is. We have tweets coming into my producer here at the Savage Nation. Breaking at White House on lockdown. More to come. Next one. Reports out of Washington right now says the White House is on lockdown. Specific reason why has not been given. Next one says unauthorized car on White House property were on lockdown. I guess no live shot. Blah, 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 blah. And then we get another one 2 seconds later, a tweet via ABC. White House on lockdown after small car makes it onto Penn Avenue. Small car. I guess the Ringling Brothers Circus is in town, and the clowns can't read English, and they... who do I know? I mean, all I know is that this is awfully soon after the Benghazi... you know what I'm saying? The Benghazi missile landed there. So right around, they're going to rescue the girls now in Nigeria. A midget car arrives on the White House lawn. Oh, boy, don't give me the... Please, I don't want to see the Reichstag fire. I do not want to see the Reichstag fire. I fear anything is possible with power at stake. It's not on anything, not a single website. Republicans push for Keystone Pipeline decision in Senate. Great. I mean, let them keep pushing. I have some sound. We'll keep monitoring the car, the clown car on the White House lawn or on Pennsylvania Avenue, wherever it is. You must listen to Mad McCain justifying spying on average Americans. Now, I don't care if you're a liberal, Democrat, socialist from you know where. You cannot listen to McCain and not get outraged in 16. Listen.
It's the world we live in. You don't like it. But everything I say, I expect to be recorded. And that's just the way we live. I mean, it's something you got to accept. I don't particularly like it, but it is what it is.
You know something, McCain? You are you're a disgrace to your family name. McCain, who came from one of the most distinguished American military families, has turned into not the black sheep of the McCain family, but something worse. The grandfather was a great he was an admiral. The father was a great admiral. Look at this character. Oh, I expect to be recorded, and that's what the way we live. Listen to clip 17 now of Mad McCain on the Savage Nation.
Young people particularly are not happy. We've forgotten a little bit about 9/11 and how if we'd intercepted the right communications, we might have prevented 9/11.
Again, the imperial
anyway,
we.
It is what it
if
is.
If we had intercepted the right communications, says John McCain, we might have prevented it. Listen, clown face. Hey, clown face McCain. We, meaning you, the government, got the right communications and intercepted them of the Sarnoff brothers, and you didn't prevent the Boston Marathon pressure cooking bombs from going off because they were Muslims. Isn't that true, John? So get your head out of your Kool-Aid. Get your head out of the Kool-Aid can, John. We don't like being spied on, and I don't particularly like it, and it's illegal, it's un-American, and I want it stopped, and I want them to focus on the demographic that might be the bombers, not on me and you. John? Next. Any new tweets, John, or the Savage Nation? Nothing. Dead in the water. 855-407-282. There's no other news. It's the third hour. You don't care. We can go to Mantovani music. I have an entire collection of middle-of-the-road Mantovani music we could play instead of doing radio. Hunt for cowardly kidnapper of schoolgirls. The U.S. is preparing to send a team to Nigeria. We don't know what the team is. We assume it's not a basketball team. Of 300 schoolgirls, they don't say Christian schoolgirls, abducted last month and 8 more kidnapped last night by vicious Boko Haram militants. Again, militants, not Muslim militants. By militants whose leader, Abu Dhabi Shekhu, threatens by Allah, I will sell them in the marketplace into slavery and marriages. He said originally by Allah, but they made it into by God. They made him to an average Main Street American. By God, by golly, by gosh, I will sell him into the marketplace. But the Arabic said, by Allah. But you can't associate Allah with anything bad. Not according to the Sharia-ized press. You know how sometimes your milk is seen to be pasteurized and sometimes food is homogenized? Well, the American press has been Sharia-ized. I think it's time for a gourmet dip berry. I think I'll have a gourmet dip berry from berries.com. Chocolate show. So focuses my brain. It's frightening. 855-400-7282. What would you like to talk about? KCMO. Jenny, you're up on the greatest show on earth, the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Waleed Shubat and Boehner appointing this committee, whose rhino connections are Karl Rove, Norquist, that whole cabal. And those connections to the Brotherhood go way back to the Bush administration through the Holy Land trials and beyond. I think what they're planning on doing, they're putting Trey Gowdy up there to make it look like they're doing something. But I want to see who's on that committee because...
All right, so wait, I'm hearing from you that you think it's going to be a show trial. You agree with me that at the end of it they'll say nobody's responsible and we'll make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, they'll turn it into a circus. And also it's an election year and a lot of these rhinos are up for re-election.
Okay, we just got some breaking news update, by the way. The little car, the Honda, followed the Kerry motorcade onto a closed road. And all of the brave men and women of the Special Forces, Secret Service, DHS, LFMFT... locked down the White House because a Honda followed the Kerry motorcade onto a closed road. So far, they haven't executed the driver. The guy made a wrong turn. He has not yet been assassinated by the government. So you think that, as I think, that the show trial called the Benghazi hearings will not produce what America really thinks it will produce. Instead, it will just be a show trial and nobody will be blamed.
I hate to say it, but I'm afraid that's how it's going to end up. Unless
I'll go a step further. I'll go a step further. And I hate to say it. I can guarantee you as I'm sitting here that while many Americans want to get to the bottom of who actually authorized the American troops who are ready to save our ambassador and others to stand down, the opposite will happen. It'll make Hillary Clinton look good. The hearings will actually turn her into a hero. And the Republicans are going to be complicit in the hearings with doing this. Okay, write it down. You heard it on the Savage Nation. 5-6-2014 at 2:13 p.m. on the West Coast. That's what I just said. That's all. 855-407-282. WABC, Andrew, you're up on the Savage board. What's on your mind? You're on the big board.
Earlier in the show, you said Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration, no one's being held accountable for Benghazi. Actually, someone is. The filmmaker, they blamed it on the filmmaker. Hillary met the mother of the fallen, one of the fallen Navy SEALs, looked her right in the eye, and said, I will not rest till the filmmaker's in jail. So they did hold someone accountable, the filmmaker.
You mean the fake filmmaker story?
Yeah. She looked the lady right in the eye, lied right to her face. So
well, what's new? It's called a politician. Today we'll be talking about Monica Lewinsky breaking her silence on Clinton sex. Do you care about that, by the way? Do you care about Monica Lewinsky's interview?
Not at all. I wish it would go away.
It's another cover-up now of Benghazi. It's exactly a repeat of history. They used this slob and her purple dress to cover up the affair with Clinton. They used the bombing of Serbia to do that. Now what? Now they're using her to cover up Benghazi. That's all. No breaking news on this car, the clown car that followed the Kerry motorcade. Maybe it could have been a ketchup delivery. I know what it could have been. The little car following the Kerry motorcade that shut down the White House just now, this is breaking news, could have been someone who loves Kerry so much he was trying to get a free sample of, is it Heinz ketchup? Or maybe he wanted to thank Kerry for all his happy years of his happy hamburgers and happy fries. Little packets of Heinz have saved his life. when he goes into a diabetic coma, he uses the little packets. It's no laughing matter, diabetes. Horrible. Horrible. It really. What is this lockdown? It's not on any website, Neil. Are you sure the tweets are accurate? Oh, finally CNN has it minutes after Michael Savage. Yeah, let me see CNN what they're saying. Lockdown, lockdown. Now I'll hear lockdown. All the girls will cross their legs on Fox News any minute. Cross and uncross. What's his name? Hiram. Who runs Fox News? That bald guy. Atkins? I don't remember his name. Dr. Atkins. He was a diet doctor. Ales. I think of, when you say ales, I think of bad beer. I think of synthetic beer with synthetic ale flavor when I think of Roger Ailes. What ales? Ailes is sitting there on the back, I imagine, giving him signals. All right, cross your legs a few times, girls. We got a breaking story. All right, guys, flash that thing, breaking news. Make the sound come up. Go ahead. Woo, breaking news. Who has it? CNN? I don't see it on CNN. I can't even get it. It's not on any site. What is this with a clown car following Kerry onto the White House? Bernanke book. Israel says he has found King David. Israeli says he found King David's citadel. That's an exciting story. Ugandan gay rights activist asks for U.S. asylum. Just what we need. Just what we need now from Uganda. See, if I were a human rights violator in Uganda, I would claim I'm gay for U.S. asylum. If they're just they were about to catch me, I'd put on beads and claim I was gay and demand asylum. It's a great world. It really is. In America, the streets are paved with yoles. I still don't see it. It's nowhere to be found. Where's this breaking news? It's not on Fox. I'm looking and looking and looking. No one put it up. Is it on CNN yet? Can anyone confirm or deny that the Kerry motorcade was followed by a clown car that has shut the White House down? I don't see it anywhere. Hey, I'll go to some sites. Drudge, no. Here's the New York Daily News. Blaze and confused. Bumbling worker accidentally sets fire to $32 million California bridge construction site. See the photos. Kitty caught. Oh, that guy who kicked the cat. I hope they throw him in jail for 10 years in New York. Okay, it's not on the Daily News. We're going to go to every site. Fox News. The headline is not about the lockdown of the White House. Cowardly kidnapper. Nope, not there. Let's go to Drudge, one of my favorite sites. Let's see what it says. Nope, not there yet. No, it's still Lewinsky. There's no lockdown. Where's the lockdown story? Neil, are you sure you're not making it up to destroy me? Come on, I'm joking. Okay, let's go to another one. New York Times breaking news. Let's see if it's up there. Chinese web giant Alibaba files for IPO in U.S. Great. Radio killed a political star. What? Politicians are saying goodbye to the celebrity political class and making a killing in the media instead. Above Representative Mike... Oh, he's going into my field. I see. Everybody wants to get in on the act. I don't want to be a politician, but they want to be me. Hey, how come that... See, everyone says, why don't you want to become a senator or a congressman? Because they want to be me. Don't you understand it? Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to have to wear a suit and tie, collect money from people you detest, eat bad meals, give speeches you hate, and keep your legs crossed for up to 12 hours a day when you can sit in a pair of pajamas or a sweatsuit and say what you really want to say and make more money? Why? Why? Why would you want that job? So I don't blame Mike Rogers. Welcome to the club, Mike. A singing nun for a reality TV show. Oh, my God. Sister Christina Scusilla has become a sensation on the Italian version of the talent show The Voice. So even the nuns now are looking to make a buck? A singing nun for a reality TV show in Italy? That fits. That fits. Okay, why not? She wants to make a buck, too. Maybe she wants a little color in her life. I mean, how long can you wear basic black without getting... How long can you wear basic black with a light white offset until you get bored? Maybe she wants a yellow now and again, or a splash of red. Singing nun for a reality TV world in Italy. Where else? Where else but in Italy could a nun become a reality TV star? You know, the only reality TV stars that haven't been made yet are radio talk show hosts. Isn't that interesting? We don't want them in our studios. A, there's no money in it. B, if I wanted to be on television, I'd be on television. C, I don't want to have to wear clothing. D, I don't want to get Botox to be on. I don't want to have to get Botox in my lips to be on reality television. What a bunch of phonies, reality. You know, when you make reality into phoniness, where's the reality left? Tell me where it is. Here's a breaking news. All press have been moved to briefing room regarding Secret Service security policy. You hear? They're all shaking in their boots down there because of a clown car followed Kerry's motorcade. All press moved to briefing room. Could have been a pizza delivery man who doesn't speak English, who made a wrong turn, or someone with a bottle of ketchup who wanted his autograph. I don't know what it is. Okay, we'll take a quick break and come right back about the big, big breaking news. White House in lockdown on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. It is the Savage Nation. We did a serious show the first hour and a half. Now we're watching the lockdown in the White House. They put all of the bad boys and girls in the White House press corps. I guess they gave them pretzels and Kool-Aid and locked them in the room because of the bad car. A little bad car followed the Kerry motorcade onto the White House. The whole world has come to a standstill now. Everyone's shaking in their boots. They got the scoped rifles out, the police dogs, helicopters, armored personnel carriers. So far, we don't know who's in the car, but the White House is on lockdown. The world has come to an end for the moment. So here are the headlines thus far. Ugandan gay rights activist asks for U.S. asylum. Well, that's a big story. After all, he's probably more important than Marconi or Einstein. I'm sure he's probably more brilliant than Marconi and Einstein put together. That's why we should let him in under asylum. It's important to diversify America and bring in gay people from Uganda now, the land of Idi Amin. Obama is going to send U.S. help to find the kidnapped girls. He says we're going to do everything we can to help Nigeria find abducted girls. And missing from this is the fact that the missing girls are Christian and the abductors are Muslim terrorists. Oh, it's just crazy. Thank God for radio, or I go crazy altogether. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere. Give me 15 minutes and I will give you America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The ancient Roman philosopher, historian, wrote that the average Roman was more interested in the pebble in the shoe than where the Roman legions were. I've told you that 100 times. I'm more interested in my PSA than I am in Ukraine. I am more interested in why my neck hurts than I am in Syria. I am more concerned with my digestion than I am with Hillary Clinton. And that's the truth. It comes down to the truth. I mean, you know it and I know it. That's what you're concerned about. Most Americans don't even want to know how bad it really is. They don't want to know that the government's been infiltrated. If I could prove to them definitively that there are 6 operatives of the Muslim Brotherhood working for Obama, do you think they would care? Who cares? Who cares? I'd rather have him than it. Who cares if there's Muslim Brotherhood? No, you stop the average Upper East Side New Yorker, and you say, look, here's the pictures of 6 operatives in the Muslim Brotherhood that have been given high-powered positions by Barack Obama. You're lying. What are you, some racist member of the Tea Party? What are you, anti-black? What are you, racist? Get out of here. Get out of here. I know them Democrats are better than you crackers. That's what you'd hear. So why should I bother you with that? The average person doesn't want to carry that around in their mind. I'll give an example on the other side. You go from the ridiculous to the sublime on any topic. For example, here. I had a family weekend this weekend. It was very interesting, and I enjoyed it a lot. So my son flew up, and he happened to have The Economist with him, and he left it for me. And the front cover of The Economist, which has become so left-wing, it's laughable. It's like a college. It's like The Nation about the economy. The Nation is just a fraudulent communist front group. It's always been garbage. That every, two-bit flea market communist walks around with. So The Economist has a headline article. It shows gray-haired people sitting on a bench from behind. And the headline is, A Billion Shades of Gray. Then you read the bubble. It says, thanks to us oldies, the world economy is threatened with secular stagnation, China's prospects are deteriorating, and inequality is rising. I said, this is like idiotic. This is something a child would write for a Marxist professor at NYU. You mean we gray-haired people who built the world as it is today, We gray-haired people like myself who have worked since I'm 5 years old, who earned three higher degrees and wrote 30 books and work every day of my life because I refuse to collect for something I'm not working for, we're the problem, not the 53% of Americans who sit on their behinds and do nothing. They're not the problem. The whole world right now is going towards Marxism. I have to tell you that. I'm afraid to tell you that the brainwashing in this country has been complete. And the brainwashing of the West is such that even if you look at London, which has been totally infiltrated by Muslim radicals, even the Londoners are getting on their hands and knees and basically welcoming Sharia law without even knowing what they're doing. Most of our television is Sharia sensitive. For example, they stopped saying that practitioners of a certain religion could be a problem. The only people who can be villains on television are white heterosexuals who wear a cross, preferably a returning military vet. So they've already accepted Sharia law in Hollywood, which is ironic. I hate to use a lib phrase, ironic. It is ironic. Take a look at the Hollywood writers and ask yourself why they have such an animus towards Christians and Christianity and such a pacifist stance toward radical Islam. Why would I go to the movies if every villain is not a real villain and every hero is not really a hero? Every genius is really a dummy. He-Man is a she-male. It's crazy. I'm going to watch the Oscars. No, I don't care. It's a world of fake. For weeks now, I've seen the same article about George Clooney getting married. What do I care if he really got married or he's really with her? Every day the publicist, he proposed to her over a roast beef dinner. I mean, what kind of nonsense is this? So the people who create these fake images created Obama, as we know from the Benghazi papers. The Benghazi emails show they invented the whole Benghazi narrative, that it was from the video. We all know it's not the video. And Hillary Clinton, as Kenneth Timman writes in the Post, should be worried as Benghazi cover-up unravels. It's a very important story. I don't want to read you the minutiae. I believe that the Select Committee, even if it's boycotted by Nancy Pelosi and her gang, I don't care whether the Democrats boycott the committee. I don't care if they hire the biggest PR liars in the country. I will tell you this. When you get a middle-of-the-road wobbler like John Boehner of Ohio agreeing to form a Select Committee to investigate Benghazi, I can guarantee you they're going to find more than you can imagine, and I'm afraid it goes all the way up the chain of command, and I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to want to hear. Here's what I think Obama and Hillary are going to do. The entire Democrat machine is going to do this, and this is a really bad prognosis, but the doctor is in, and you're paying for my opinion, so my opinion is what you're going to get. Once these emails start to come out from Judicial Watch, their lawsuits, and God bless them, I mean, God bless them. I just pray to God that Judicial Watch executives don't go running in Marcy Park over the next few months. I certainly hope they drive cars that are running on analog, not digital, etc. But the fact of the matter, Judicial Watch lawsuits have shown a trail of lies that lead probably to the top. Now, if you have an administration that's so drunk on power, and they all are, Democrat or Republican alike, they're only interested in power. Some are a little more oriented towards our national interest than others, but fundamentally it's just a power game for both parties, as we all know. If the country can benefit from it, well, so it's a collateral benefit. They don't really care about the country. We've been hollowed out. They sold us out a long time ago. And no one even knows how this can go on any longer with the printing of the money. But having said that, and not giving you such a dire, you know, image of the world, if you were the Democrat power structure and you're seeing poll after poll showing that you're liable to have a debacle like the Great Depression hit, it could be like a stock market meltdown for the illegitimate Democrat Party come 2010, the midterms. They could lose the Senate. Okay, then in 2016 they could lose the presidency. You say, well, so what? With rhinos in power, what difference is it going to make? That's what most middle of the roaders would say, people in the middle would say. The Democrats are not going to let go so easily. You have to understand that if they're willing to kill a nation for power, which they've done, they've killed many nations, they've destroyed nations for power, what do you think they're going to do in order to make certain that these Benghazi emails, should they lead right to the top, do not percolate down to the average moron out there? What they're going to do is make certain there's a wider war with Russia. They're going to plan a wider war with Russia. They're planning it right now, as sure as I'm sitting here. And they're going to have Putin pushed into a corner that he can't come out of, and he's going to have to react. Already he's flying his big bombers over Crimea, flying fighter jets over Crimea. And you want to hear something I read? I don't know whether to confirm it or not. I read that the Russian warplanes run on vacuum tubes, not on high-tech electronics of the type that we have, so that they can sustain an EMP blast. I don't know if that's true. Are the Russians that smart? Are they that far ahead of us that they went backwards rather than forwards to protect their warplanes from an EMP blast? God, that would be amazing. That'd be amazing. Anyway, I fear that the war that we see emerging in Ukraine is actually being orchestrated by the Democrats who want it. And they want it to come along slowly enough to obliterate Benghazi from the consciousness of those who were even conscious. So there, I've given you that. We can go back to some of the trivial conversations we've been having in the last hour. It doesn't matter to me. It's all the same. Benghazi is going to become the big story of the next. It'll be the flavor of the season. I think that's our summer treat will be Benghazi. The flavor for summer will be Benghazi. And the Dems will say that it's all made up, it's fake, it's not true. Let's move on to important things like transgender research or something, or worshiping Satan in the schools, or something to that effect. But the Republicans will hammer it, and God knows where this is going to end up. Because if they can find more emails of the kind that they found, it's frightening to see how not only contrived and controlled this administration is, they all are, but this one is at a new level of deceit. This one is at a new level of deceit. The emails are so damning that somebody literally needs to go to prison for Benghazi. Never mind who actually gave the stand down order. Somebody needs to go to prison for this. I don't understand a government like this. If you did something as criminal as permit people to die, knowingly said to the military, don't do your job, when people were calling for help and there was a force of 800 men ready to go from, one of the Baltic nations, ready to go. They were all ready to go, and they were told to stand down by an unnamed individual in the White House. Whoever that individual is needs to go to prison because people die. That's called homicide, isn't it? If they knowingly said, don't go to help the ambassador and the others, then it's considered some kind of crime, isn't it? Why are they immune? You say, well, if people were able to be prosecuted for mistakes that they make as a governmental official, nobody would take the job. I don't buy that argument. I think public servants have to be held to a higher standard, incidentally. They tell us they're public servants. Look at the words, public servants. That means they serve the public's interest. So if they're not willing to be held to a higher standard, then don't take a public service job. Take a job in private industry and see how well you do. Which leads me to another thought. It has nothing to do with what I just said. I was walking with an intelligent, highly educated neighbor this morning who happens to be a retired high-end doctor, a cancer specialist, brilliant guy. And he was talking to me about how suddenly so many doctors who were liberals are becoming conservatives because of Obamacare. They realize what it's going to do to them. I said, you know, Bob, that reminds me of when I was a kid growing up, that we used to wonder that in Russia, the ex-Soviet Union, that teachers earn more than doctors. And we didn't understand it because when I was a kid, a doctor was the closest thing to God. If you wanted to be wealthy as a lower middle class kid or a poor kid, you became a doctor or a lawyer. And when I heard that teachers earned more than doctors in the Soviet Union, I was shocked. I said, how is that possible? Well, as this world turns, I predict that within 5 years or even maybe 7 years, in this nation, teachers, because of unions, will be earning more money than doctors. See, the doctors are not unionized. And the reason they can't be unionized is because it's considered a critical service. The government does not permit doctors to unionize. But in the only way that the physicians are going to survive in this nation are going to be by unionization. Otherwise, they're not going to survive. They're going to wind up hiring more and more third worlders. And that's a very sad thing to see going on in this country. We used to have the best doctors in the world. People came from all over the world to be treated here. It's still true, by the way, because you're getting the tail end of the greatest medical system in the world. That's what you have now. And soon we're going to be running on the fumes of the greatest medical system that once existed. And if Obamacare is not stopped or modified, you will have a medical system about equal to our educational system, which is not at the highest level anymore. Just some random thoughts on various topics. That's all. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So there's been a steady stream of funding, proselytizing, organizing, and promulgating coming out of the Middle East, pushing views of religion that are narrow-minded and dangerous. Unfortunately, we seem blind to the enormous global impact such teaching has had and is having.
That's Tony Blair, because he has a British accent. Maybe the liberals will pay attention. If you play Vivaldi music and have someone who speaks with a British accent, why, liberals think that you're educated and sophisticated. If you speak as I do, why, then I'm a knuckle-dragging guy. You know, what do I know? I've only written 30 books and have a real PhD with two master's degrees, etc. But, you know, you have to sound like you know what you're talking about, and then they'll believe you. Look at Obama. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about, but obviously he can't be trusted to enact what he seems to know about, because he doesn't seem to know very much about anything except how to get ahead. Nevertheless, let's go off Obama for a minute and go on to what we're talking about. And the phone number here is 855-400-7282. If you think we're being alarmist or racist, I would suggest you go listen to NPR, where you'll have a higher comfort zone. Go listen to Nothing Public Radio, and you'll hear nothing that would certainly be accused of being anything other than boring. In Africa, radical Muslims have captured black Christian girls, and they're putting them on the slave market. Listen to clip number two.
That will be Allah.
Ladies, go get married. Leave Western education. I'm the one that captured your girls. I'll sell them in the market. There's a market for selling people. God has commanded me to sell.
You hear? He said Allah. He didn't say God. The translator, of course, has been Shariaized. You know, you've heard of homogenized and pasteurized. The news media has been Shariaized. So the man actually said, Allah has commanded me to sell, not God. See, our God didn't command slavery. Maybe his interpretation of his God commanded him to sell girls into slavery, not my God. My God doesn't command such things. Well, radical Islam is in the news. The news story is that the U.S. is sending, it says a team. I guess it's not a basketball team. They're not sending a basketball team. They're sending a team to Nigeria to rescue 300 Christian schoolgirls stolen last month by a radical Muslim leader of Boko Haram. And I guess the team will consist of American military men, not women. I'm sure it'll be men, fighting men from America who will go in. And they're not a basketball team to rescue these girls who has been kidnapped by this guy who says, by Allah. Notice Fox originally said, by God. Did you hear what you... I don't know. I don't know if this is going to work. It's hard to say. The people are like jitterbugs out there. They're as skittish as leaves in an autumn wind. The American people have become so skittish because of the distractions, because of the medication, I guess because of Twitter and the devices in their hands. They can't focus on anything. So how do you expect them to focus on something as obscure as radical Islam? I mean, they'd rather look at a sports star with a degenerate slut in his arm. They would rather look at a tattooed sports player talking about racism. But I'll talk about the things that I can talk about that I think are important, just like our survival. Now, all of this backs up to Benghazi. All of what we're talking about today, radical Islam, the radical Islamists have captured girls in Africa, it all backs up to Benghazi. It backs into the garage called Benghazi, which, of course, is something that the Clintonistas want off the menu. The Obamanites want it off the menu. Everybody wants it off the menu because they're afraid it's going to lead right to the top. By the way, Teddy is under my feet. We can't call him a racist. Let's say we could call him a poodleist. Poodleist. Teddy is a poodleist because he only attacks humans in white sneakers.
Savage.